天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那现在呢，避免麻木的七个步骤这个系列已经接近尾声了。麦克牧师透过彼得后书这个系列的信息，一直不断地在告诫我们，不要相信假师傅，因为他们否认圣经的话。那我们如何才能够真正的来认识到神话语的大能呢？怎样才能够避免被假师傅的教导所诱惑呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in.
感谢你收听我们的节目。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听的话,
we are nearing the end of a series of messages on the second epistle of Peter.
我们所播出的关于彼得后书的系列信息已接近尾声。
In the last message, we began to look at chapter 3, verses 1 to 9.
在上一次的节目里，我们讲到第三章一到九节。请听我读彼得后书第三章一到九节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
And in chapter 3, Peter tells us about the signs of the end of times.
在第三章，彼得告诉我们关于末世的征兆。
Peter tells us that while we must not trust false teachers who deny the Bible as the Word of God,
彼得告诫我们不要相信假师傅，因为他们否认圣经是神的话。
But we must trust God and the Bible as His word.
但我们必须信靠神，并坚信圣经就是神的话语。
Our hearts must be stirred up for the Lord, and we must cling to the Scripture.
我们的心必须被神激励，并要持守圣经的每一句话。
He gives us several reasons.
他说这样做有几个原因。
First,
首先,
because the Bible is the Word of God.
因为圣经是神的话。
And secondly,
第二,
Peter tells us because God is in control.
彼得告诉我们因为神掌管一切。
In chapter 3, verse 3,
在第三章第三节,
Peter said that when you see apostasy in the church,
彼得说当你看见教会中有人背叛神,
When you see people mocking the Bible,
当你看见有人讥诮圣经
When you see the name of the Lord is taken in vain,
当你看见有人妄称主的名
When you hear arrogant blasphemy,
当你听到亵渎神的话
When you see and hear all of this rather than being taken back by them,
当你看到听到这一切不用大惊小怪
You should see them as a definite indications that the end is near.
反而更要意识到这一切都显示出末日即将来临。
Peter tells us in verse 4,
彼得在第四节告诉我们
that these false teachers, in order to ease their conscience, they will deny the coming of the Lord as a reality.
这些假师父为了避免良心的控告，就否认主再来的事实。
They will deny the judgment of God.
他们否认神的审判。
In their scoffing attitude, they'll say something like this.
他们以嘲笑的态度这么样说。
People have been saying that Christ is coming back for a long time and he never came.
长久以来，人们都在说基督要回来，可是他一直没有回来呀。
Why does Peter call these people scoffers in verse 3?
为什么彼得在第三节中把这些人称为好讥诮的人呢?
Because they are deliberately ignoring the fact that God is separated from the universe.
因为他们故意忽视神跟宇宙万物是有分别的这个事实。
Indeed, he is above the universe.
实际上他是在万有之上。
He is in control of the universe.
他掌管万有。
And earth and heaven are only held together by the power of his word.
天地万物是借着他话语的全能才得以立定的。
Peter reminds us of who God is.
彼得提醒我们神是谁。
That God is the creator of all things.
神就是万有的创造主。
He said, remember the floods?
他说,还记得那次大洪水吗?
God did it once and he will do it again.
神曾经用洪水审判世界,神也会再次审判。
Scoffers pride themselves in their knowledge and in their scientific theories.
好讥诮的人以世上的学问和科学理论来炫耀自己。
But God permits the volcanic eruptions and earthquake to demonstrate his power.
然而神却用火山爆发以及地震来彰显他的大能。
What about the rain?
那么雨水又是谁掌管的呢?
Who could ever stop the rain?
是谁让雨水停止不降在地上呢?
Now my listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
亲爱的朋友,我要告诉你一件很重要的事情。
If God did not intervene millions of times each day in our lives,
在我们的一生中，若不是神每天无数次的保守和看顾，
we wouldn't have a chance to survive.
我们根本无法生存。
Scoffers pride themselves in their knowledge and they scoff at God.
那些好讥诮之人不但夸耀自己的学问，他们还讥诮神。
And God may let them get away with it for a while.
神也许会暂时宽容忍耐他们。
Why?
为什么呢?
In order to give them a chance to change their minds and turn to Him.
为了要给他们机会悔改归向神。
But then ultimately they will have to face Him in the day of judgment.
否则的话他们就要面对神末日的审判。
God's word formed the heavens and the earth.
神的话语创造了天地。
God spoke and they came into being.
神说有就有了。
And we are one word away from the destruction of heaven and earth.
同样，神的一句话也可以让天地万物化为乌有。
In verse 6, Peter says God is not only the creator.
在第六节，彼得说神不但是创造主。
But he also has the power to bring judgment about.
他也是审判世界的主。
God can even destroy that which he created.
神甚至可以毁灭他所创造的一切。
It is foolishness to willingly forget or deny who God is and who we are.
故意忘记神的伟大和我们的身份是极其愚蠢的。
By his word he creates, and by his word he destroys.
借着神自己的话，他创造了一切，同样他的话也能毁灭一切。
John in Revelation 20 talks about the destruction of the earth.
约翰在启示录第二十章谈到了将来世界毁灭的情景。
And Jesus prophesied in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13 verse 40.
耶稣在马太福音第十三章四十节也同样预言世界的末了。
As the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so it will be the end of the age.
将稗子薅出来用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此。
Peter says in verse 7, when God created the earth,
彼得在第七节说，在神创造大地时，
He seeded it with sufficient water to destroy it.
他预备了足够的水来毁灭世界。
In the same way, he seeded the heavens and the earth with enough fire to destroy it.
同样，神也预备了足够的火来毁灭他创造的天地万物。
In Colossians 1:17, Paul tells us,
在哥罗西书第一章十七节那里，保罗告诉我们，
In him all things held together.
万有也靠他而立。
If his restraining and controlling hand were to be removed even for a millisecond,
如果他的手不托住万有的话，哪怕只有一瞬间，
The earth would melt like butter.
世界都要即刻化为乌有。
Right now, the heavens and the earth are kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly men.
现在天地仍然存留，只等到不敬虔之人受审判，遭沉沦的日子来到。
God is not only the creator who puts all things together.
神不仅是立定天地的创造者。
But thirdly, in verse 8, God is always on time.
第三，正如在第八节中所说的，神一向准时，绝不迟延。
Scoffers will attempt to convince us that we are all gods.
那些好讥诮之人企图要说服我们说，我们就是神。
Or if there is a god, he has fallen asleep.
或者他们说，既或有一位神，他也已经睡着了。
It's not so, Peter said.
然而彼得说，事实不是这样的。
Because one day with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as one day.
主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Peter is quoting here from Psalm 90, verse 4.
在这里彼得引用了诗篇第九十篇第四节的经文。
Here's what the psalmist said.
诗人这么样说，
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully to this.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听。
With God, there is no past, present, or future.
对神来说，没有过去、现在和将来的区别。
When he identified himself to Moses,
当神向摩西介绍他自己的时候，
he told him that his name is I am.
他说他是自有拥有的那一位。
Tell them, he said, that I am sent you.
他对摩西说，告诉他们那自由拥有的打发我到你们这里来。
I am means I was and I will be.
自由拥有的意思包括昔在和永在的意思。
Yet God does not call himself I was.
神并没有单单称自己为昔在的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because that may indicate that he used to be.
因为那只能表明他过去曾经存在过。
He does not call himself I will be.
他也不称他自己为将要存在的。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that we don't imagine that he's only yet to come.
以免我们误以为他只不过是将来才会有的那一位。
But he said, I am.
他乃是说我是自有拥有的。
Which means I was, is, and will be.
意思就是我是昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
Peter tells us that one word brought the creation into being.
彼得告诉我们神的一句话曾经创立天地。
And one word will end all things.
同样神的一句话也能够结束一切。
Peter tells us that we are dealing with the one to whom time is not divided into past, present, and future.
彼得说我们所面对的独一真神时间对他来说并没有过去、现在和将来的分隔。
God is infinite in his essence.
神的本质是无始无终的。
God is absolute in his dominion.
神的主权是绝对的。
God is ultimate in his power.
神的能力是无限的。
God is transcendent in his glory.
神的荣耀是超越万有的。
You might imagine it this way.
你可以这么样想象。
If you get on a boat on the furthest northern point of a long river and travel southward,
假设你从一条河最北端的起源上船，沿着河南下。
It will take some time before I get to the mouth of the river.
那需要相当长的时间才能航行到河口。
When I'm halfway,
当船行到半途的时候，
somebody else sails off right at the beginning point where I started.
另一条船又从起点开始航行，
leading the same direction southward.
并同样沿着这条河向南行驶。
And when the second person is halfway,
当第二条船行到半途时，
a third person begins the journey.
第三条船又开始航行。
But in space, a powerful satellite can see the entire length of the river.
假使在太空中有一个强力的人造卫星，可以观测到整条河流的流域。
From one end to the other.
从起点到河口都看得见。
It can see all three boats.
卫星可以看到三条小船。
The one near the mouth.
一条已接近河口。
The one near the middle.
一条在中途。
And the one at the beginning.
一条刚刚开始航行。
That is how life is.
这就如同我们的人生一样。
God sees it all in full view.
神看见整个画面。
Beginning.
起点。
Middle,
半途,
and end,
以及终点,
we see it in stages.
我们只能看到某一段,
but he sees it in full.
但是他可以看到全部。
And that is why a period of 1,000 years is like a day for him.
这就是为什么在神看来千年如一日。
Because the Lord sees it all in front of him.
因为一切都在主的眼前。
And only he knows when he will interrupt the flow of history.
只有他知道什么时候他会介入历史的长河中。
And he will end the world as we know it.
我们也知道有一天他会结束这一切。
In verse 9, Peter tells us,
在第九节彼得告诉我们
that God promised to end the history of the ungodly people with judgment.
神应许说他要在末日审判那些不敬虔的人。
And God will keep his promise.
神会遵守他的诺言。
If it appears to us that there is a delay,
既或看起来像是单言，
it does not mean that God is unfaithful to his promise.
其实并不是神违背了他的应许。
It is only because he is patient.
而是因为神对人有宽容。
God longs for no one to perish.
神不愿意一人沉沦。
God desires that all should come to repentance.
神愿意人人都悔改。
God purposely extends the years of grace.
神故意延长恩典时代的日子。
Why? So that men and women have every opportunity to be saved.
为什么呢？为了要给每一个人得救的机会。
He delays his day of judgment long enough so that those of you who are listening to us who do not believe may come to hear his message and turn your heart toward him.
他尽量推迟了末日审判的日子，就是为了要让今天还没有相信他的朋友有机会听到福音，并悔改归向他。
Jesus is welcoming you right now.
耶稣正在欢迎你。
He is ready to forgive you your sin.
他随时都等候要赦免你的罪。
And assure you of heaven right now.
并赐给你上天堂的确据。
Will you come to him?
你愿意归向他吗?
He is waiting for you.
他正等着你呢。
But then there are some of you who are listening who are believers.
对于在我们中间已经信主的朋友,
God has a plan for your life and he wants to use you before he returns.
神在你的生命中有他的计划, 就是在他回来之前要使用你。
I want to illustrate this by telling you a story as I conclude.
我想用一个故事来说明这一点，作为今天的结束。
There was a man of God who was used of God to bring thousands and thousands to the foot of the cross.
有一个被神大大使用的人，他曾经带领成千上万的人来到十字架前归向基督。
When he was a young man and in his final year as law student,
当他还是一个年轻的法律系学生的时候，在他毕业前夕，
He was sitting in a village law office.
有一天，他在一个村子里的律师办公室里坐着。
It was very early in the morning.
天还很早。
And he was sitting alone when he heard the Lord speak to his heart.
他独自坐在那里，听到主在他心里问他，
What are you going to do when you finish your course?
你毕业后打算干什么呢？
He answered, put out the shingle and practice law.
他回答说，挂牌营业。
Then what, says the Lord?
主再问他，然后呢？
He replied and said, get rich.
他回答说，发财致富。
Then the Lord spoke to him again and said, then what?
这时候主又问他，然后呢？
He said, I'll retire.
他说，我要退休了。
And the Lord said another time, then what?
主再一次问他，然后呢？
He said, I'll die.
他说，死亡。
Then the Lord said to him again, then what?
主又问他，那然后呢？
And the words came out of his lips with trembling.
他战战兢兢地说，
Then the judgment.
然后就是审判了。
At that thought, the young man left the office.
想到这里，这位年轻人离开了办公室。
He went into the woods and he knelt and he prayed.
他走进树林，跪下来祷告。
And as he prayed, he saw himself at the judgment seat of Christ.
就在他祷告的时候，他仿佛看见自己站在基督的审判台前。
He saw that he had spent his life in a self-centered, self-serving way.
他看到他自私自利地耗尽了自己的一生。
And he had not spared a thought for his eternity.
并没有为他的永生着想。
He came out of the woods a changed man.
当他从树林中走出来的时候，他已经完全改变了。
And after a long struggle with the question of the purpose of life,
对自己活着的目的长时间思考挣扎之后，
He dedicated his life to the preaching of the gospel.
他决定了奉献一生传福音。
And he became an effective instrument to God's purpose.
他变成合神心意的器皿。
Let me ask you, my listening friends, as I conclude.
我亲爱的朋友，让我最后问你一个问题。
Have you spared a thought for your eternity?
你有没有为你的永生着想呢？
So that you may know where you'll be on the day of judgment?
在末日审判的时候，你会在哪里呢？
It is my prayer that you would not go to sleep today until you answer this question.
求主让你在今天睡觉之前弄清楚这个问题。
And until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下一次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的教导和安详的翻译，让我们认识到原来一切都源于神的恩典，否则等待我们的将会是灭亡。那我们的一生将如何的度过才不会碌碌无为？小环相信神在我们每一个人的身上呢，都有最好的计划。只要我们用永生的眼光来看待我们现在所做的事情，那就一定能够去顺服神的心意。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。让你的荣耀